Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, 2 years ago, I made a video talking about how Apple were planning to move from Intel to its own silicon based on the ARM architecture. And it was a pretty strong rumor at the time because, of course, we know that Apple is capable of making high performance, low power, low energy CPUs. And now 2 years later, that's exactly what Apple have announced. So I just want to dive quickly in some of the details that Apple announced last night. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so I'm actually away on a small family vacation, but I thought it was worth just taking a few minutes to stop our vacation and just to record these thoughts. So what do we know? First of all, we know that Apple are moving all of its Macs over to its own processors. And of course, its own processors have CPUs in them based on the ARM instruction set that Apple designed themselves. Nothing to do with Cortex, nothing to do with anything else from Qualcomm or from ARM or from anyone else. It's Apple's own design, and they've been doing that since I think it was the A4 way back when, and they've been building generation and generation of CPU. But of course, a modern day processor is more than just a CPU. Of course, you've got the GPU, and there's the whole history of their GPU with Imagination Technologies, what the current status is. Everybody's very quiet. Is it just a cross licensing deal? Is it just a patent deal? You know, we don't know, but it's based on the heritage is from Imagination's Power VR GPUs. And then, of course, besides that, you've got things like the neural engine, then, of course, the memory subsystem. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes around the outside of a modern day SoC. So Apple are moving all of their Macs over to their own silicon, which means now from the smartwatch through to the iPhone, the iPad, and now all the Macs will all be running silicon built by, when I say built by, I mean designed by Apple itself. Of course, it's built by, because they're a fabulous company. They're built by, you know, TSMC or whoever gets the contract this year for building their, actually physically building the devices. Now, a couple of interesting things. First of all, Apple have been through this before when they switched from PowerPC to Intel, so they're using the same idea again. They've got the same technology, which then was called Rosetta. Now they're calling it Rosetta 2. And basically, when you install an app, it will take all that Intel code and it will convert it there and then over to ARM code, recompile it effectively, though at a binary level, not at a source code level. And then you should be getting from then that moment on the ARM equivalent. But of course, it's not optimized, it just takes the code and just translates it. So there's no special optimizations going on. And they've also got the ability to run just-in-time stuff, which means, you know, if you've got JavaScript or something that generates, you know, ARM x86 code there and then, it can actually translate that on the fly so you can still run all of the apps. And they also demoed running games, and they were trying to show the performance. What's interesting, though, is that game, they specifically said it's already using Apple's Metal API, which is Apple's proprietary 3D interface for how to access their GPUs. And of course, they seem to be translating that very well. What it would be like if you're using a different API, Vulkan OpenGL, we'll have to wait and see what the performance numbers are like for that. Another telling thing was they said that, of course, you just need to recompile the code to go through to be have an ARM binary attached to it. But of course, they said in a couple of days. I noticed that they said it like two or three times, in a couple of days. And I thought, well, surely if I've got a project and I just load it into Xcode and then hit the recompile button, why is it in a couple of days? So that's interesting. Is there something different that they haven't yet told us about? Or was it they were just being kind of generous to not say, you know, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, you know, it's done? Were they trying to, you know, just say, oh, in a couple of days, you'll have your app up and running on the new system? They've also introduced Universal 2, which basically means you get a fat binary, which you can build an application. It's got the Intel code in it and it's got the ARM code in it. And then when you install it, it doesn't matter which system you're on. It says, OK, I'll run this version, I'll run this version. And that's called Universal 2. Apple also talked a bit about virtualization, which was quite interesting. But when they talked about virtualization, they talked about Linux and Docker. Nothing, of course, to do with Windows. Of course, in the past, when they moved over to Intel, they were, of course, talking about the advantages of Intel because you can run Windows stuff easier. In fact, there was even one time when they were claiming, you know, the MacBook was the fastest Windows laptop. Obviously, that is going to kind of disappear with this shift over to the new architecture. And how long is this transition going to take? Well, this is the interesting thing. They say it's going to take up to 2 years, and they're still working on releasing Intel Macs coming down the pipeline. So they say there's going to be new Apple-based Silicon Macs, so that's ARM-based Macs, coming before the end of the year. So I would imagine they've already shown the development kit is a Mac Mini. So it wouldn't be hard for them to take that Mac Mini design and put the latest processor in it. And we'll talk more about that in a second. And so you get a Mac Mini based on the new Apple Silicon. And I would imagine, let's say, the MacBook Air would be a great candidate for the new Apple Silicon. And then obviously you've got bigger and bigger Macs that go, you know, iMacs and iMac Pros, and you've got kind of the big Macs, and they need to be also brought over to the new Silicon. And they said that's going to take 2 years, so there's going to be a gradual rollout of the different products. And that raises the interesting question, will they be abandoning AMD? Now, at the moment, the Macs have been using AMD Radeon graphic cards. Before that, they used NVIDIA graphics cards. But some of the Macs just use the embedded integrated GPU. So some of the Intel ones use Intel's GPU. Now, of course, the Silicon from Apple has got its own GPU in it. So, for example, the Mac Mini or a MacBook Air could easily use the GPU built into the Silicon. But when you want to do one of the big high-end pro ones, what are they going to do? Are they going to still use AMD, or are they going to abandon AMD and NVIDIA and everybody and just go with their own GPU?